It's 5:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The teen birth rate is on the decline, and a new study says reality teen pregnancy shows like MTV's 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom might have helped that decline along.
The study looked at Nielsen ratings and birth records and concludes that controversial shows like 16 and Pregnant reduced the teen birth rate by as much as 6%.
In case you haven't seen the show before, here's just a little taste from an episode in the third season.
Joey isn't ready for a lot of things, and neither am I. We definitely aren't ready to live together with Joey's parents, but that's what we have to do because after I told my dad I was pregnant, I had to move out. It's important to me that my baby has both parents, so going to my mom's in New Jersey wasn't an option. My only choice is to live with Joey's parents, which makes me very uncomfortable, especially since I can tell Joey's mom really doesn't want me to be there.
And that was a clip from MTV's 16 and Pregnant. And we want to know what you think about this. Do you think reality pregnancy shows help educate teens about pregnancy, or do they glamorize it? What do you think is behind the decline in the teen birth rate? And did you have a baby when you were a teenager, or did you have a child of yours have a baby when he or she was a teen? You can call and share your story at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234.
We'll welcome our guest now. Bill Albert is Chief Program Officer at the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Before we dig into these MTV shows, I think there's maybe a constant sense in this country that the teen pregnancy problem is always getting worse. It's always worse than when we were kids. But as we just mentioned, the numbers are on the decline, right?
Truly one of the nation's great success stories over the past two decades has been the extraordinary declines in teen pregnancy and childbearing. They have been going down steadily for a bit over 20 years now. And we have seen, importantly, progress in all 50 states and among all racial ethnic groups. And not to throw too many numbers at you here, but the sort of decline we're looking at is the teen birth rate, which peaked in 1991, has now declined 52%. If there are other sort of pressing social problems that have improved as dramatically, I'm not sure what they are.
Well, there are a lot of reasons, I'm sure, for that decline. We'll probably touch on some of them through the conversation, but I want to hear what you think of a show like MTV's 16 and Pregnant. It follows, like the tin says, it follows a 16-year-old who's pregnant, and then Teen Mom was a spinoff. It shows what life is like for these teens with a kid. As someone who studies teen pregnancy, what was your first impression of a show like that?
Well, to be quite candid with you, we have been fans of this show since it has gone on the air. We have seen it, at least in our view of watching these shows, that they are much more sobering than salacious. And rather than glamorizing teen pregnancy, we felt that they helped in very important ways to underscore just how challenging it can be to have a child as a teenager and raise that child.
So what sort of things might, say, a 15 or 16-year-old see on one of these shows that would actually influence their behavior?
Well, I think there are any number of things, but I think the overall gestalt here is probably the most important. That what you see, by and large, are young women, and I say young women because the young men are generally not still in the picture, that are really struggling. They're struggling with their parents. They're struggling trying to complete their education. They're struggling with their plans for the future, any number of things. But overall, I think it just provides this message that this is a really difficult and challenging thing to accomplish for anybody, let alone, say, a 16-year-old who is trying to complete high school.
So you had a good feeling about the impact these shows might be having. Along comes this research we mentioned. Some researchers did a lot of studies and found, apparently, where there's more watching of these shows in households, there's less teen pregnancy. Were you surprised at the impact that this study found?
You know, we weren't surprised that the shows might affect teenagers' decisions about sex. We were bowled over by the magnitude of the effect, as you mentioned. The researchers here say that these shows are very closely connected to about one-third of the decline in the teen birth rate in the period that they studied. So while we weren't surprised that it would have an effect, the size of the effect was quite shocking.
Do you, having looked at the research, think it's pretty sound?
Well, let me describe it this way. Both of these researchers are very serious researchers, and this is a very serious attempt to try to tease out a very difficult topic. I mean, it is hard to measure media influence for any number of reasons, and I think they have done a remarkable job at trying to evaluate the impact of the shows, if any. And you know, I sort of jokingly call them doctors no and no, because their previous research on teen pregnancy has essentially showed how little an effect other things have had. So coming from them with a reputation of sort of saying things don't work, that carries some weight.
Well, interesting part of the research, I had mentioned just the comparing Nielsen's for these shows and the birth rates. They also looked at what was happening on places like Twitter after these shows aired and the kind of internet searches that people were doing after the shows aired. Can you speak to that a little?
Yeah, I think, you know, in particular, anyone who's watched television with a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old, you realize it's not a single-screen experience anymore, that they're chatting with their friends about what they're watching. They're looking at message boards that may be just talking about the show. They might even click to a link that they may have seen in the show or search for something that was talked about in the show. And I think that's exactly what's going on here and what the researchers noted. A huge explosion, for instance, in people seeking information about birth control. And lots of conversation about the shows themselves and the characters in the shows, but also about the topics they talk about, like talking to your parents about sex and relationships and contraception, things of that nature. I mean, there's a direct connection, not surprisingly, that when these shows are on the air and millions of young people watch them, that there's an explosion sort of in this social media and searches on the internet.
You mentioned the glamorization idea earlier, and what groups critical of these shows have said was whatever the message is, what we're doing is making celebrities out of young, pregnant, 16-year-old girls. Do you see that as a possible downside?
Well, I understand that concern, but I will tell you quite frankly that the people who tend to say that these shows glamorize teen pregnancy tend to be the same people who have never seen the shows. And I have a theory about this. I call it sort of the grocery store checkout theory, that for people who are going through the grocery store aisle and see the magazines, the Us magazine with these young women on the cover, I think it's understandable for them to conclude that, gee, why are we glamorizing this? But for anyone who watches the show, I really do challenge them to see anything in there that strikes you as particularly glamorous. I think there's a difference, in other words, between what the shows actually portray and how the media covers the shows.
Usually in the media, when we use the phrase media influence, something bad is going to follow those words. It's negative. Do we not pay enough attention to opportunities for positive media influence on something like teen pregnancy?
I think you're exactly right. You know, as a general matter, parents of teens have viewed MTV as the axis of evil, right? All that is wrong in teen culture and elsewhere can be laid squarely at the feet of MTV. And I think as a more general matter, we do tend to point to the entertainment media and think of all the negative influence it has on our culture. Why is it implausible to think that the entertainment media might be a force for good? And I think that's what we've seen in this research. You know, the analogy I think of is teenagers and peer influence. When we talk about peer influence among teens, as adults, we generally talk about negative peer pressure. But in fact, oftentimes, more often than not, peer influence can be quite positive. And I think that's what we're seeing here with some of these entertainment media programs.
We're talking with Bill Albert, Chief Program Officer for the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy, talking about the influence of MTV programs like 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom, new research suggesting it is helping to decrease teen pregnancy around the country.
And we'd love to know what you think about this. Do you think reality pregnancy shows help educate teens about pregnancy, or do they glamorize it? Do your kids or grandkids watch these shows? And if so, does that worry you? Did you have a baby when you were a teenager? You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking with Bill Elbert, Chief Program Officer of the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy.
We're talking about a new study that suggests MTV's reality shows about teen moms, shows like Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant, actually reduce teen pregnancy.
And we'd love to know what you think about all this. Do you think reality pregnancy shows do their job and educate teens about pregnancy, or do you think what they do instead is glamorize these teen moms? And what do you think it is behind the decline of the teen birth rate? You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234.
We'll go straight to our callers now. We've got Rebecca on the line in Eau Claire. Rebecca, hi.
Hello.
What do you think of these shows?
Hi, I was just coming out of high school when these shows started airing on MTV, and so I was an avid viewer. I actually had a lot of friends who were teen moms, and I think that the shows don't glamorize it per se, but I think they show an accurate perception or an accurate view of what these women and young ladies are actually going through. And I'm surprised that the research is finally being discussed. I wasn't very surprised by it, though, because they do show such an accurate picture of what's going on in the lives of the teen parents.
Rebecca, thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. Bill, somebody not far out of, I guess, the target demographic there. What do you think of what she had to say?
Well, you know, of course, everyone who watches the show will take away different things from it. And I think, you know, even for some parenting teens, they might find offense at it. They might even look at these shows and say that it's continuing some stereotypes that people have about teen mothers. But I think, you know, at some fundamental level, that one of the most critical things that is happening here is that these shows are clearly generating conversation, peer-to-peer conversation, about pregnancy and related issues among teens. And that, in essence, is all to the good.
Thanks, Rebecca. We'll go now to Catherine in Green Bay. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, thanks so much for the show. As with any other MTV program, you assume that, you know, their primary objective in targeting any kind of reality program or any kind of reality characters is that they're trying to make celebrities, they're trying to be salacious with whatever they're doing and make a really exciting program. And whether or not they set out to do it when they first conjured up the idea, I think they've really struck gold with the characters that they found in that, you know, these are working class families. They have the same kind of struggles of any other family. But, you know, whether it's been the celebrity or the pregnancies themselves, you know, a lot of these girls have really encountered a lot of problems and, you know, done anything but glamorize their situation. So, you know, if for whatever reason, MTV has really done a service, as the research proves, in showing that, you know, teen pregnancy is anything but, you know, shopping at Baby Gap and, you know, having a lovely relationship with your high school sweetheart. I mean, it's been really interesting. So for anyone who hasn't seen the show and thinks that, you know, this is really going to make teens want to run out and get pregnant, oh my gosh, it's absolutely anything but that. So bravo, MTV.
Catherine, thanks for the call. Bill, can you tell us what kind of things it sounds like they don't sugarcoat what life is like? What are some of the particular things in these shows that might be eye-opening for a teen?
Well, I mean, you see real struggles throughout these shows with parents, the decisions that the young people want to make, the sort of lifestyle they want to live, you know, sort of counting on mom to take care of the baby so they can go to the prom, things like that. You see real struggles with the father of the child who, as I mentioned earlier, is very rarely in the picture, and if so, they tend to be struggling. And, of course, all of the common sense things you might expect. You know, raising a child is challenging for even the most stout among us. And for 16 and 17-year-olds in these shows, you see just how profoundly challenging it can be in trying to raise a child and complete your high school education and consider doing things like going on to college and getting a job.
We're going out to Nick in Green Bay. Nick, hi.
Hi, I was a little offended by the shows, but then I'm a child with a teen pregnancy, and so I was kind of offended by it. Like, my mom lives a block away. I haven't seen her in 2 years. I've never met my dad, so I think it's a little more personal for me. The only good thing about it was that I'll never leave my kids, ever leave my kids.
All right. So, Nick, thanks for sharing your story, and I'm sorry about that story. So, as I think you may have mentioned, Bill, some people might read this differently and even take offense at it.
Yeah, that's quite right. I mean, there have been critics of the show, understandably. Everyone, again, views and has different feelings about this. But, you know, MTV didn't set out with these shows to do anything other than to help share some of the stories of young, pregnant, and then parenting teenagers. And I do understand for some who watch this that it can be painful to watch, and they may not see themselves in the characters there, and that's quite understandable.
I have a comment. A listener called in and said, I was married and pregnant at age 16, dropped out of high school. I love my two kids, but I would never recommend it to anyone ever. This show, they write, is awesome because it shows how difficult it is and how ridiculous it is to have kids at that age. And Bill, you say when peers are starting to talk to each other about the show, that a lot of times sounds like the message they're relating to each other.
That's absolutely right. And that message the person wrote in is spot on. And it's what we hear and have heard for 20 years now. As a general matter, what you hear from young parenting teens is something along the lines, I love my child, I love my children more than life itself, of course. But if I had to do it all over again, I would probably change the circumstances. I probably would have waited longer. I probably should have waited until I was a bit more established.
So for parents out there listening of kids at the target age here, tweens and teens, how can they use shows like this to maybe start a conversation?
Well, you know, first, parents need to understand something that they really don't believe, which is their influence over their teenagers' decisions about sex is really, really important. Both 25 years of social science research and public opinion surveys of teens point out that it is parents, not peers, not popular culture, not even their partners, but it's parents that teens say most influence their decisions about sex. So parents need to understand first and foremost that when it comes to their kids' decisions about sex and relationships and love and contraception, that they can and should play a critical role. And of course, these shows, we think anyway, can be a real way to have some of these important discussions between parents and teenagers. After all, it sort of takes the burden off saying, what are you doing or what's going on in your life, and sort of being able to talk freely about the lives that you're seeing on the screen in front of you.
It's a weird question to ask, but do you in the teen pregnancy community think you can learn lessons from MTV that you can apply in teen pregnancy efforts around the country?
Well, I think it's important to say when we reflect back here now on the 20-plus years of declines in teen pregnancy, it really has been a kitchen sink approach that has helped drive the rates down. You know, there are many other factors besides MTV at play here that have contributed to the impressive progress the nation has made, including increased investments in proven sex education programs, substantial, really, action and leadership on these issues at the state and local level. You know, in recent years, the economic downturn has played a role, and of course, the availability and use of contraception has played a critical role here. So I think one of the things in answer to your question is that we need to press forward on a number of fronts if we're going to continue to succeed. And I think that these shows and MTV really can be ways for parents and kids to talk about these issues and, you know, might be able to be used in school settings, in sex education classes, et cetera.
Bill, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's Bill Albert. He's Chief Program Officer at the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy.